Morning, everyone. Morning. Morning. Thanks, everyone, for coming to the Bridge of Hope. Got a scripture here to start the morning off. You have built a stronghold by the songs of babies. Strength rises up with the chorus of singing children. This kind of praise has the power to shut Satan's mouth. Childlike worship will silence the madness of those who oppose you. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Thank you, Father, for this house that we can worship in together and meet with each other. We thank you for being here with us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ah, good morning. It is a good morning. I just wanted to share really quickly. That is so good. In Psalm 107, it says, watching as we stumbled with no one there to pick us back up, our own pain became our punishment. Then we cried out, Lord, help us, rescue us. And he did. No, you don't understand. He did. He did. His light broke through the darkness. And he led us out in freedom from death's dark shadow and snapped every one of our chains. This is our God. He did it. So lift your hands and give thanks to God for his marvelous kindness and for his miracles of mercy for those he loves. For he smashed through heavy prison doors and shattered the steel bars that held us back just to set us free. This is the God that we serve. He did it. He did it. He did it. Just position your heart with thanksgiving. He did it. We cried out and he responds. We cry out and he responds. He is the God who responds. Thank you, Jesus. He is powerful, he is holy, and he is good. He's so good.
Morning, I've been feeling this like anticipation, just this anticipation. He wants to bring those. He wants to bring those to remembrance, and he wants to fulfill them. He wants to fulfill them for us today. And so just come with thanksgiving. Step into the promises that he's given you, because thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that what you say is true. That when you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. We just walk in that. We walk in that with confidence, because what you say you will do. You are not a man that you would lie. You are reliable. You are faithful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Your love has changed.
We're going to take our tithes and offerings now. Here at the Bridge of Hope, we believe that our tithe is 10% of our income. You can give tithes and offerings here in the front, or there's boxes on the walls in the back, or you can give at akbridgeofhope.com. I'm going to read a scripture to go along with our tithe. This is from John 11. Father, thank you that you have heard my prayer, for you listen to every word I speak. Now, so that those who stand here with me will believe that you have sent me to the earth as your messenger, I will use the power you have given me. Then with a loud voice, Jesus shouted with authority, Lazarus, come out of the tomb. Then in front of everyone, Lazarus, who had died 4 days earlier, slowly hobbled out of the tomb. He still had grave clothes tightly wrapped around his hands and feet and covering his face. Jesus said to them, unwrap him and let him loose. From that day forward, many of those who had come to visit Mary believed in Jesus. So Jesus spoke with authority, and there was obedience. And because of that obedience, there was life. And because of that life, it lent faith to others who did not have faith. So I encourage you, as you give in obedience, that the miracles that happen in your life will bring faith to others who before didn't have it. We thank you, Father, that you prepare a table for us. We thank you, Father, for this house that we have to sow into, and we thank you, Father, for faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
It all. So the Lord's speaking to me here right now while we're worshiping. He was showing me a picture of a block building. It actually looked like a building that I'd seen a couple years ago after our earthquake hit. And the thing had not been built like a regular concrete block building because it had no steel in it. It had no mortar in it. It was just a bunch of loose blocks that looked like a real building. And when the earthquake hit, you can imagine what happened to it. It was actually amazingly still standing, but everything you looked at in detail was askew and really messed up. And it's pretty scary looking. So anyway, that building today has been rebuilt. They used a lot of the same materials in that building that used to be just loose blocks, kind of sort of looking like they were together, but not really. And it's like the Lord's showing me right now that the church has been shaken very similar to that building, that it's gone through a season, an era, where the blocks were just loosely stacked together and they looked like they were unified, but they weren't actually bound together. That they've been shaken to the core. And I see a picture. There's workmen there at the site now. They're taking the block, the ones that aren't damaged, and they're stacking them up over on the side on pallets, getting them ready to put them back together again. There's trucks pulling in with truckloads of rebar, getting ready to build the building correctly. There's masons showing up, beginning to mix the mortar to set the blocks properly. They've found the cornerstone. The cornerstone was undamaged. They're beginning to set the first blocks on the cornerstone with the right steel, the right mortar. As an engineer, it's all to spec. It's passing approval and inspection, and it's going forward. The church is going to be rebuilt right and proper, unified for real.
All morning I've been seeing, actually let me say for days, the Declaration of Independence. Call of God on 56 men to lay down their lives to build a country, even though they knew the possibility of their own death because of it. God is calling us this morning. We cannot go any further than where we are until we are willing to lay down our life, our fortunes, and our honor for the kingdom. For the kingdom. Not for my ministry. Not for what I think is God. You know what? It's not what we think God wants to do. It is not. Help me, Lord. Give me your words. We aren't doing something and having God come along and say, I bless that son. No. He is doing something and we're saying, I bless that God. I'm in this with you. I'm going to let you work through me. It's not about what I want. It's not about this worship this morning. Every one of us has to be on our face before him, saying, flow through me the way you want. We're in a brand new day. He is the king. He is the great king. And we are his lovers. We are his lovers. And the only way to serve him is to lay down in that love, in the greatest humility that we know, and let him flow his life right through us to a lost and dying planet. Amen. If we're going to do that, we need to press into worship. I don't care what they're doing. It's in here. What's going on in here, in our gut? You know, they're leading us in song, but it's not their agenda. It's what God wants to do in this place.
Yeah. Did you want to say something? I was just agreeing. Yeah. That's great. So, as I was sitting here this morning, I kept hearing the Lord say, quit striving. Quit trying to make something happen the way that you want to see it happen. Quit showing up in this place with your eyes on yourself and start putting your eyes on me. You know, I was reminded this morning when, gosh, I've thought about this a lot, when the Israelites, God keeps bringing this up all week, they were at the Red Sea and every possibility was gone. All their plans, all the things they thought the way it was going to go down, they're literally facing death in front of them and behind them. And all of a sudden, God showed up and he made a way that they never saw was even there. And that's where we're at. But our eyes have to be on him, not trying to figure out how are we going to make a way for us? How are we going to make ourselves safe? How are we going to take care of the problems that are in front of us? And so I want to encourage you, just put it all aside and just sit here and think about the amazing King that we serve, that is so mighty, that is so powerful, that is so capable, that's able, that has given incredible promises, that he intends to fulfill every single one of them his way in his time. So let's just give him honor and glory today and love on him.
lift up your voice.
Testimony shifts things and it changes things and it links us together and it gives each other strength. And of course I'm gonna cry. A lot of you know I've been praying for my husband for a very long time. 15 years. just about. And since, honestly, the fast that we did, God has been drawing me into this place of faith where before I would pray for him and nothing would happen and I would feel discouraged. Be like, man, you know, like, come on. Like, almost like a complaining child. Like, You said. And as I've been laying it at his feet, just every time, just laying it at his feet, it's like I come to him with it. And even though I don't see anything outwardly at first, it's like this hope builds, this faith builds, this anticipation builds, this growth builds. That's Holy Spirit, and that's what he wants to do with the promises and the dreams that he's given us. Those things that he's given us, that he's told us, when we lay it at his feet and we give it to him and we look at him, the hope grows, the faith grows. And I just feel this morning, I was telling these guys on Friday, I just feel like I've gotten this new perspective about faith. We say we have faith for things, and yes, I believe it's true. Yes, I believe it's true, and to some extent, me anyways, I believe it's true, and he's the same one. Believe it's true, like, Jonah's hair is brown, and I'm moving forward in action steps with my life and decisions that Jonah's hair is brown. Like, it's not about saying it. And testimony, I see shift happening. God's encouraged me to just talk to him as if he's saved and let him know, like, what is going on in your life and what I'm speaking to you and what I'm showing you and what I'm doing in you. And the conversations are shifting and they're changing. And as I, you know, it's just encouragement for you guys. Continue to lay it at his feet. Continue to lay it at his feet. And walk those steps as if it's already been done. That's faith. That's the faith that moves the mountains. That's the faith that heals. And so let's just lift him up because, like, he's doing so much and he's so worthy.
How glorious, how glorious, how worthy are you, God. Oh, oh, we give it all. We give it all, we give it all. We give it all, we give it all. No one else can do it better. Nothing else can make it happen but you. You are it. You are it. And you can be relied on and you can be trusted in, Lord God. I just pray that hope would rise up, Lord God. I pray, Lord, I pray that you would just build in people more knowledge of who you are, Lord God. Even if they're not seeing right now what's happening, Lord God, you are still who you say you are. You are still who you say you are. You are still faithful. You are still good. You are still counselor. You still guide us. You still show us the path for our feet, Lord God. Thank you, 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 God. All the praise and all the glory and all the honor. All the praise and all the glory and all the honor. All the praise, all the glory and all the honor, Lord God. To you, to you, to you. To you, to you, to you. To you, to you, to you, God. To you, to you, to you, God. Yes, 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 yes.
I believe in you. You're the God of
Hey, if we could just stay here for just a minute. We had a lot of really good words this morning. If there's anything that you're holding on to from last year, or anything you're dreading from this year to come, let's just take a minute and put it here. Put it at Jesus' feet. Lay it on the altar. It's not too late after this minute, but don't waste this opportunity for you to consecrate this year to come, to consecrate your marriage, to consecrate your work. Give to God the things that are for Him to carry, most things that are even out of our control. Let's just take just a minute and give to God. There's no limit to what He can take off your shoulders.
Financial breakthrough, maybe it's a relationship. Whatever it is, I want us to just take a minute to pray into that, because there's something happening in the Spirit. There's shifts that are happening in our nation, and there's shifts that are happening in the Spirit. And today is the day of breakthrough. Come on, somebody say amen. Today is the day of breakthrough. So if you have something in your life that you've been believing for, that you've been believing God for, maybe for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, today's your day. And if that's you, I want you just to raise your hand right where you're at. Come on, if you've got something that you've been believing God for, if it's physical healing, today's your day. Come on, keep your hand up. All right, if you're next to somebody with their hand up, I want you to go and just pray. Today is your day. Just declare that next to somebody next to you. Just declare, today is the day of breakthrough. Everything changes today. Come on, declare that over them. Find somebody with their hand up. Find somebody next to you. Just say, today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. Declare. It changes today. It moves today. The person. Today is their day. We expect to see God move. Today.
Thank you, Lord, yeah. Hey, Wendell, raise your hand real quick. If anyone didn't get some joy or crack a smile during that, just line up and Wendell will tickle you. Because I don't know what else will do it. Do we have any announcements? No, all right. Is the youth going to be in here? So the only other thing is the Ignite kids are going to go downstairs with May and Jay and get ignited, yeah. So shake hands with a neighbor and we'll get started here with the word in a couple minutes.